This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has clearly told US President Donald Trump that there were never talks held at any level on India-America trade deal and mediation between India and Pakistan by America for cessation of recent military action. He added that the talks regarding cessation of military action was held directly between India and Pakistan under the existing channels established between both militaries, and it was done at Islamabad's request. Mr. Modi has held a 35-minute telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed about the recent Operation Sindoor. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has informed that during the conversation, Prime Minister Modi reiterated that India has never accepted third-party mediation and will not accept such mediation in the future. He added that Mr. Modi further emphasized that New Delhi will now treat acts of terrorism not as proxy actions but as acts of war.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप को स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि इस पूरे घटनाक्रम के दौरान कभी भी किसी भी स्तर पर भारत अमेरिका ट्रेड डील या अमेरिका द्वारा भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that ensuring affordable, reliable and sustainable energy is India's priority. In his address at the 51st G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada, Mr. Modi stressed that AI itself is an energy-intensive technology. He pointed out that renewable energy is the way to sustainably fulfill the energy requirements of a technology-driven society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Canadian Prime Minister agreed to take calibrated steps to restore stability to the India-Canada relationship, beginning with the early restoration of high commissioners. The decision was taken after both the leaders held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis. In his remarks during bilateral meeting, PM Modi said India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity. The Prime Minister will arrive in Zagreb, Croatia this afternoon on a historic visit, marking high-level engagement between India and the Central and Southeast European nation. In the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi will hold a delegation-level talk with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Meanwhile, with the national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian embassy in Tel Aviv today asked for those Indians looking to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. The embassy said for all Indian nationals currently in Israel to stay vigilant and follow safety protocols issued by the Israeli Home Front Command. The Indian Navy is set to commission INS Arnala, the country's first anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Vishakhapatnam today. The commissioning ceremony will be presided over by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station has been postponed to 22nd of this month to allow NASA to evaluate the operations on the orbital lab after the recent repairs in the Russian section. This was announced by Axiom Space. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and northeastern states are also likely to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD further predicted thunder squall in parts of Madhya Pradesh today. India's junior compound archers continued their dominant run at the Asian Cup Leg 2, reaching the finals in both the men's and women's individual events in Singapore yesterday. In the men's individual events, top seed Kushal Dalal secured a place in the men's final with a semi-final win over Bangladesh Himu Bachar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.